The CIA is the most heavily armed and supposedly the most sophisticated intelligence gathering operation on the planet. She said, I'm a woman of color. I'm a mom. I'm a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. And then she told us, hilariously, this spunky new CIA lady, she told us that she is intersectional, but, and pause for laughter here, I'm quoting, my existence is not a box-checking exercise. Well, of course it isn't. Box checking? Come on. Just a cisgender Latina millennial mom of color with a certified emotional disability. Not a hint of box checking there. In fact, that sounds like pure meritocracy. If by meritocracy you mean a system in which narcissism is the highest achievement. At Joe Biden's CIA, the spies talk mostly about themselves. You can just imagine what the job interviews must be like. Tell us about yourself, and please don't ever stop. So you can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other? Plus you're emotionally unstable? Perfect! You're just the person we've been looking for to foil the next 9/11 plot. Let's get you to the farm for some weapons training.
I just love me some Tucker Carlson.
She checked so many boxes, there were no boxes left.
Yeah, I know. I mean, really.
It's not boxed. Like, that was every single box.
Yeah.
I'm going to check this box and this box and this box. Just check them all. Wow.
Is that a jet plane over there?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It was cold this morning, Janet.
A little chilly.
Janet has her little heater going because walked outside.
Yeah,
it was like,
it's a little chilly this morning.
Yeah. I didn't check the temperature. I should have looked. I should have went back in the house and looked. I guess I could have looked at my phone, but it seemed like it was in the low 50s or high 40s.
Well, I mean, it's in the 40s now.
It is, okay.
But yeah, it was a little, yeah. So
I didn't put a jacket on of any kind.
Yeah, it was a little nippy, but that's all right. That'll change.
That's right.
That'll warm right up.
Oh, it's going to get warm.
Not only was I a little chilly, so I had the heater going, but I was sleepy too.
Well, you had an incident last night.
Well, it was an interesting evening. So the good news, here's the good news.
Okay.
The good
Give me
news
some good
is
news.
We got the power back.
Yay.
So that was great.
Awesome.
Really, really happy. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. The bad news is came back kind of late. So not all the clocks got changed back apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Because my husband this morning was like, Janet, you got to get up. Did your alarm not go off? Da, da, da. So I'm waking up in a stupor, I'm frantic.
Yeah.
I'm running around. I'm trying to get, I'm like, why am I so tired? I don't understand why I'm so tired. And then he sticks his head in the door. And of course, the dogs are like, what is going on?
It's already time.
Yeah, I don't understand. He goes,
the day started.
Babe, go back to bed. It's 2:30. I was like, okay. And then when I went back to sleep, I dreamt that I overslept.
Right.
And it was 6:30, and you had already had to do a half hour of the show by yourself, and I couldn't tune the show in to see what was going on. It was chaos.
Catastrophic.
Yeah, it was a little bit of chaos.
When you woke up like that, no matter what it is, you've heard a sound or whatever, it's hard to go back to sleep, too.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Well, it wasn't that bad the first time, because I was pretty pooped, but that second time, you know, your heart's racing, and you're you're double-checking your phone, you're triple-checking your phone, you're sitting it next to your head on the pillow, because you don't want anything. You know, you have those dreams where everything feels so real.
It's funny because last night must have been, was it a full moon? Because we had an incident last night. Our neighbor's dog, who we're caring for because they're out of town.
Oh, this is a big dog?
Big dog.
Big dog.
Big howler.
Oh, dear.
He wanted to howl.
Mm.
And my wife gets up, says, well, I've got to go do something. He's been howling for the last 45 minutes, which I only heard the last 5 minutes.
Wake up the whole neighborhood.
And then after we take care of that, or she takes care of that, she comes back and I hear some rustling because I can still hear the dog, but like I'm hearing it from the basement next door kind of a thing.
Oh.
And so she goes, I'm sleeping in the guest room. Oh. I've got to go to sleep. I mean, she's had a couple rough nights anyways. You know, we've both been working hard around the house. We have company coming in Friday and all that.
Right.
So we're both dead tired. And so she got up and said, I've got to get further away from the noise. You could hear it. It was muffled, but you could still hear it.
He was howling in the basement.
Still howling.
Missing mom and dad, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Mm. So it was fun around the old lamb farm last night. But not quite as fun as yours.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it was just one of those little, it happens. It does.
It does.
So, but the look on his face, well, look, the thing about it was he gets up before I do,
right.
even. And so he had gotten up. Gone take a shower, gotten fully dressed, done his breakfast, and so that would have really been annoying. I mean, he just went on in.
Yeah.
So,
well,
crazy. I'm sure everybody was like, "What are you doing?
Why are you here? 2 hours, 2.5 hours early. Yeah. Jeez.
Well, it is Thursday, guys, and we have your thought of the day. Are you ready?
I'm ready for a reset after last night for both of our houses.
Well, here it goes. The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects the wind to change. The realist just adjusts the sails.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good one for today.
Sometimes you just got to take action, don't you?
So, this Mind Jam trivia this morning is interesting.
Yeah?
A battle of the sexes, apparently. Men do this nearly twice as much.
No. Women, sorry. Oh. That's a typo on my part. Women.
Women do this nearly twice as much as men.
434-248-0704.
Let me fix that.
Is our number.
These
women,
days, you could say men do as twice as much as other men.
Women do this nearly twice as much as men. So what do you think that is?
Okay.
Text us your guess here on the Morning Jam. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to mention I have a little bit of audio from the big interview Sean Hannity did with Caitlyn Jenner. So maybe we'll learn some insight after we figure out the answer to the Mind Jam trivia.
So here's the question. Are you doing this twice as much as you were doing it?
Now that you're a woman?
Yeah. Bruce, is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I dare say no.
Probably not.
On this day in history, 1837, U.S. blacksmith John Deere creates the first steel plow.
Wow.
In Grand Detour, Illinois.
Wow.
Forever changing.
Oh, yeah.
And putting his name on the map.
Given the colors
forever.
Green and yellow, new meaning for the rest of...
I mean, literally, John Deere green. There is a John Deere green color. And I have friends that was the color of their wedding.
Oh, really? Wow.
Which I don't understand. They're not farmer people, but... Yeah.
I would imagine there was some moonshine at that wedding. Possibly.
Maybe.
Some apple pie of the liquid kind.
I don't know. It was interesting. But those were the colors. John Deere green and yellow.
Interesting.
1937, the German airship the Hindenburg explodes into flames in Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 35 of the 97 on board and one person who was on the ground.
Yeah. If you watch that video, it's quite striking.
It is. It's terrifying.
Yeah. And the guy.
I can't imagine surviving that.
No, me either.
I mean, I can imagine the 35 perishing, but the rest that survived. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, it made a infamous soundbite too. This was one of the first things. You know, caught on audio and film, and it would become a very, very popular...
It was a movie reel, I'm sure. The movie
a news reel.
But the smoke and the flames now, and the flame is rising to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the birds are screaming around me. I told you...
When you watch that and listen to that audio in sync together, it's just like, oh, wow.
Well, I mean, they thought they were going to be witnessing something... historical and exciting and joyful, and it just completely went sideways.
There were hundreds of people there, but there was probably at least 50 people were there to help stabilize, to pull it down, and then it crashes and it blows up, and And those some of those people on the ground get killed, and you can see them running away from the
one person died, amazing fire that
mm-hmm. that probably had never been seen like that before.
Yeah, for sure. And that was in 1937. Mm. In 1940, Pulitzer Prize awarded to John Steinbeck for The Grapes of Wrath.
Mm.
That was a fantastic piece of American literature right there. In 1960, U.S. President Eisenhower signs the Civil Rights Act of 1960.
Yeah, yeah.
That's still doing its thing.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
1966, this song was,
It was released.
It was released, became a big hit for these guys, the Rolling Stones. I kind of like that Rolling Stones sound.
I thought it was almost when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
and I would hear that song. I almost you're gonna think this is weird, but I almost felt like it was dark and demented.
Mm.
I don't know why. I don't know if it was the whole paint it black. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that as a child, that's kind of what it felt like.
Okay.
Kind of weird. In 1987, Mario Andretti sets one lap speed record at Indy, running over 218 miles per hour.
I don't have a sound bite, but I have a sound effect.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I just got to clean the mic up now.
Mm-hmm, maybe. In 1997, Michael Jackson and the Bee Gees are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We've heard rumors that the group is splitting up. Would you like to verify those rumors?
Looking back, I think it was essential that we broke up, and it was essential that we came back together.
Berry Gordy, you promised us 4 consecutive number one records, and you delivered them all. I'll never forget it. It was a first in music history.
Michael Jackson there. So, Barry.
He named it and claimed it.
Named it and claimed it, yeah. That was a pretty big group of people on the dais at that point because you had Diana Ross, who discovered Jackson 5. You got Barry Gordy, the Jackson 5, and family members and all kinds of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to believe this next one.
I know.
For some reason, this one was really difficult for me to swallow yesterday. On this day in history, in 2004, Friends airs its finale to 52.5 million viewers.
Yeah. I don't know if that can ever happen again quite the way because TV's changed so much.
It has.
Yeah.
And is there anything that has captured America's love, mm-hmm. Quite the way some of those classic sitcoms did in the 90s.
Yeah, true.
This was your first home, and it was a happy place filled with love and laughter. But more important, because of rent control, it was a friggin' steal.
Hey, do you realize that at one time or another, we all lived in this apartment?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I haven't.
Ross.
What about that summer during college that you lived with Grandma and you tried to make it as a dancer?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love Friends. 2004, though. I can't believe that was the finale. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It has. 2013, Walmart becomes the largest company by revenue on the Fortune 500 list.
Mm-hmm. Still rocking it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I guess so. I mean, Amazon certainly gave them a run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
For their money.
Sure.
But there for a while, they were discount king, were they not?
Mm.
We've got celebrity birthdays today, and boy, do we have some good ones.
Yeah, speaking of rocking it, this guy, I just loved listening to some of the music yesterday. Bob Seger turned 75.
Just take those old records on.
Trusty words.
girls to use me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night.
Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants to do the crowd alive. Break down, take down.
Like a rock, stand an arrow straight. Like a rock, down on Main Street.
Ended with this song because there's something about this song. It just hit me as a young man. I mean, it's about a guy who kind of falls in love with a lady of the night. And but it's this sincere love that he has for her, that he really desires her, not just in a sexual way, but in a way that would be true love. And that song has just always stuck on
the naivete of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Bob Seger, wow.
So just talented.
Yeah, all over, man.
Also having a birthday today is actor George Clooney. He turns 59.
Yeah, this was fun.
I thought he was older than that.
Yeah, I did too, actually. Yeah.
I'm double-checking that.
Yeah.
Double-checking those numbers, okay. George. Actually, I think you're lying.
One of the numbers, Willie, when we get to that last one, he's actually 90 today.
All right. We take off to that bayou.
Wait a minute. Who elected you leader of this outfit?
Well, Pete, I figured it should be the one with the capacity for abstract thought, but... if that ain't the consensus view, then hell, let's put her to a vote.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. But do you mind if
I... Of course. You know, I don't think I have a pen.
Huh? I just want an espresso.
Yeah. An espresso. What else?
He thinks she wants his autograph as George Clooney.
Oh,
she just wants to get to the espresso machine. Just kind of. Move to the side so I can get to the espresso. Those series of commercials are hilarious.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. Oh, my goodness. So he is 60 years old.
60. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
And actress Roma Downey is 61 today.
Faith doesn't get you around trouble, Max. Faith gets you through it. In my business, your father's what we'd call a man of God.
In what business would that be?
I'm an angel. We recognize these things.
I got a special retirement plan. I'm an angel.
I interviewed her.
Yeah, I know. You said that before.
It was a disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you thought?
Yeah,
She didn't have that glowing, gold...
She did not.
...orange light behind her.
Well, it was I got to see a little more behind the scenes...
Oh, okay.
...things before the actual interview...
Gotcha.
...process. It wasn't... Anyway, it was one of those.
Okay.
But that's okay.
So 61 today, huh?
Don't want to tarnish the halo for those of you out there who are fans. rock musician Mark Bryan's having a birthday. He's turning 54. He's from Hootie and the Blowfish.
He also has done some country music.
Can you remind me how it was in the 90s? Turning the dial till you finally find your song on the radio.
Following in his buddy's footsteps there, Darius Rucker, doing a little country.
With not quite as much success.
Darius Rucker is really successful as a country artist.
Yeah, I think people have finally stopped calling him Hootie.
Yeah.
Here's hoping.
Where's the Blowfish, by the way?
That's right. Also born on this day, Sigmund Freud was born on this day. Actor Rudolph Valentino, actor, director, producer... writer Orson Welles was born on this day.
Mr. Thatcher, my ex-guardian. We have no secrets from our readers, Mr. Bernstein. Mr. Thatcher is one of our most devoted readers. He knows what's wrong with every copy of the Inquirer since I took over. Read the cable.
Girls delightful in Cuba, stop.
Any answers?
Yes, dear Wheeler, you provide the prose poems. I'll provide the war.
Very young Orson Welles in Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
He was a handsome fella.
Very, very handsome. Very brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
He was also close with Peter Bogdanovich and his wife Polly Platt,
mm-hmm.
and that whole dynamic was really interesting too. Because he would live in their home. He was Peter Bogdanovich, of course, Last Picture Show. Orson Welles, interesting fella. If you're into movie history, mm-hmm. he would be an interesting one
to read
about.
Did he do War of the Worlds too?
He did. I mean, he was just really creative. I mean, he got started in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty brilliant fella.
That was a radio stunt
maybe
that went...
Maybe a little crazy.
Yeah, the radio stunt that went wrong, War of the Worlds, people thought it was real.
Or did it?
Well, maybe.
Or did it do exactly what he wanted it to do? I suspect it was the latter.
Yeah.
And then a former Major League Baseball outfielder, Willie Mays, was born on this day.
90 years old.
Yeah, 90.
There's a drive to left. It's well hit. Going back and gone.
Yeah, and yeah, he hit many of those home runs.
Yes, he did.
Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle, growing up as a kid, I mean, like, those were like your baseball idols. And then Hank Aaron comes along as a kid for me anyways, because of when I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of others. I mean, I'm missing some, but those are the ones that stand out. So,
good stuff.
Yeah, those cards are worth a lot of money. But no, what I did with the cards is I took a clothespin.
You did not.
And I put it on the spokes, and
that's
I made really
cards were for.
Cool sounds. Well, no, that's what I did. I took probably a Willie Mays or a Mickey Mantle playing card, which are, you know, worth tens of thousands of dollars now.
That's what you did with playing cards, not baseball cards.
Well, we did baseball cards because we didn't know the future. I didn't have Marty McFly around telling me, you know, hey, in 50 years, that thing's going to be worth a lot of money.
I got in trouble for like taking playing cards out because my mom and dad would play Canasta and
things like
that, and
well,
Rook
Canasta
and,
was big in our
and
family.
Things like that, and yeah, mm-hmm. I may or may not have taken some valuable cards out of the, I mean, valuable to be playing the game. So,
right, I got you.
So we'll be back with the answer to our Mind Jam trivia. The question is, women do this twice as much as men. Hmm. What is this? 434-248-0704. You're listening to The Morning Jam.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Morning, Frank. Hey, question. Have you picked a candidate for governor? I can't decide.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with Youngkin. Conservative. Outsider. Successful business leader. Not the same old politicians that run every election.
And he's one of us?
Yeah. He's strong on backing law enforcement, religious freedom, right to life, and the Second Amendment.
All right, what about creating jobs?
There's nobody in the race like him. But why don't you ask him?
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258, Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Lars Larson.
Understand last night's speech by a president installed after a flawed election in November if you understand the life history of Joe Biden. He plagiarized in college and still finished in the bottom third of his class. In politics, he plagiarized speeches. He even stole the life history of a dead man to adopt it as his own.
Lars Larson, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
6:29, we have our Mind Jam trivia question here real quick. Women do this nearly twice as much as men. What are the guesses, Janet?
We had, they guessed talking, snoring, going to the doctor. All good guesses.
Okay.
But the answer was blinking.
Blinking.
Women blink almost twice as much as men do. I wonder why.
I don't know.
I think men blink more if they're lying.
Oh, I didn't know that was the thing.
So I've heard.
Interesting.
They also have a tendency to like shift their eyes a little bit.
Okay.
We'll tell you how I know that.
Okay.
Years of research.
Years of research. Okay.
Hey, we'll be back with some local news. Niecy Payne going to be delivering that for you today. Mm-hmm. And then we'll take a look at some of the stories impacting you on the South Side, in Roanoke, and in Lynchburg.
CBS News Brief is next. It's the Morning Jam. some life hacks coming your way as well, because it's Thursday.
CBS News Brief. New research shows Pfizer's COVID shot and a Moderna booster are effective against virus variants that threaten to reverse a decline in cases in the U.S. The CDC's Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
In good news, the models projected a sharp decline in cases by July 2021 and an even faster decline if more people get vaccinated sooner.
Tourists in New York City are psyched. Tickets go on sale for Broadway shows today.
I'm ready to buy tickets right now and I couldn't get them. So 100% I'm coming back.
Theaters have been dark since the pandemic began. A controversial means of execution is making a comeback in South Carolina. WLTX-TV's J.R. Berry on newly approved legislation.
The bill will require death row inmates to choose between the firing squad or the electric chair if lethal injection drugs aren't available. And those drugs haven't been available to South Carolina for several years now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning, I'm Niecy Payne in the WDBJ 7 newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. The Giles County Sheriff's Office says 2-year-old Noah Trout's alleged abductor had no connection to his family. The chief deputy says all indications point to the little boy being chosen at random. Investigators believe the suspect, Nancy Fridley, was in the area the month before and may have been looking at other places outside of Giles County to commit similar acts. Passenger rail is headed back to the New River Valley and preparations are underway to bring a station to the town of Christiansburg. Governor Northam says $257 million will be invested to build the train station. Also, an additional train will be added in Roanoke in 2022, connecting to D.C. Then those two trains will be extended down to the NRV by 2025 when the project there is expected to be complete. And around 3,600 customers are still without power. AEP hopes to have everyone's lights on by this evening. I'm Niecy Payne. Join us for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 each weekday morning.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Are you looking for a university that provides a quality Christian education with excellent academic and athletic programs? Well, I want to invite you to visit Liberty University, where they offer multiple visiting opportunities to fit your schedule. Plan a visit to their Central Virginia campus and stay for an afternoon, a day, or an entire weekend. You can also take a virtual tour from the comfort of your own home. Plan your visit today by texting GOVISIT to the number 49596. Again, that's GOVISIT to the number 49596. Superman may be faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive, but he's not strong enough to defeat the social justice race crowd. Warner Brothers announced the next Superman movie will feature a black Man of Steel. The scriptwriter will also be black, and the movie will be directed by a black director. The Hollywood Reporter says having a white director or writer associated with the project would be tone deaf. It's part of Hollywood's effort to use beloved comic book characters to promote woke causes. Batwoman is a lesbian. They want Spider-Man to be gay. It's a culture war free-for-all. I'm surprised that someone has not accused Warner Brothers of cultural appropriation, seeing how Superman was originally white. Imagine if the next Black Panther turned out to be Caucasian. So, there you have it. Superman is no longer about truth, justice, or the American way. It's only about justice, social justice. I'm Todd Starnes.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
After a stretch of 80s, we'll see cooler weather for the rest of the week. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. Today, temperatures will warm to near 68 degrees with increasing clouds in the afternoon. Overnight, a few showers possible and a partly cloudy skies low near 45 degrees. Friday, looking more likely to see showers, especially by the afternoon. Under partly cloudy skies, temperatures will only warm to near 64 degrees. We'll see rain chances taper off Friday night with dry and sunny weather by Saturday.
46 degrees in Lynchburg and Bedford, 48 in Roanoke and Salem, 48 on the south side.
All right. So after a trying and tumultuous time apart while both battling COVID-19, a Dry Forks couple has finally been reunited at the Mulberry Nursing Home and Rehab Center in Martinsville to fight together. It all started when wife Helen Powell said she realized she was having symptoms, and she got the COVID. She has no idea where she got it from. Next thing you know, her and her husband are now separated because of health issues. On Saturday, March 13th, Helen's husband reported a high fever. By Monday, They were both hospitalized. Helen went home on the 18th. Robert had to stay, needing dialysis. Helen was transported to Wake Forest. She remained there until March 25th. Robert, feeling completely alone. Of course, they were both separated, so they were both dealing with loneliness. And then finally, they were brought back together to fight their recovery. And we're talking about folks that are in their 80s. Helen, 85, Robert, 91, been married for 70 years and 6 months. Can you imagine being together that long and being separated and not being able to see each other, not knowing?
Yeah,
but
difficult.
Now they're together and they can fight the good fight. So we're excited for them.
Well, the former head of Lighthouse Properties in Campbell County has pled guilty to wire fraud. His name is Tim Pinnick. He was the former head of Lighthouse Properties, and he admitted as part of a plea deal that he stole money from area homeowners associations, which was just one client among many that Pinnick is accused of stealing from through Lighthouse Properties, who manage their accounts. In all, he's accused of stealing about $1 million wow. from more than a dozen HOAs and other landlords. The HOAs say Pinnick gave them financial statements indicating that their accounts were just fine, even growing, while he was secretly removing money. In some cases, the losses were pretty staggering. Jefferson Oaks and Forest say they're out more than $250,000. Wow. Pinnick is set to be sentenced on September 7th. He's facing between 21 and 51 months in prison, as well as having to meet restitution.
Yeah. May I editorialize just for a moment on stuff like that? They need to take everything that guy owns down to the last Mickey Mantle baseball card, sell it, and disperse the money back to the folks that, you know, were hurt. It's just...
apparently... turnover or surrender of his assets mm-hmm. is part of the mix.
Yeah, sure.
But what they said in this article is, how many assets does he even have? Is it worth anything?
Right.
Or, you know, is it the $35 that's left in his checking account?
I say take that too.
Yeah, what has he done with the money? That's
right.
The thing.
Well,
so.
Yeah, it's there's ways to hide it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's worth investigating to try to get every penny.
I'm sure they are. We'll see how that goes. Of course, you know what my thoughts are.
Cousin Bob and
homeowners associations.
Oh yeah.
Don't need anybody to tell me what color my front door should be.
Exactly.
So
it should be red.
There's
anyway.
That.
Hey, we've been talking a lot about jobs here lately, from construction to food services to armed forces. 48 companies in various industries were hoping to recruit employees yesterday at a job fair at the Salem Civic Center. There's a lot of job opportunities, remarks Bonnie Varr, who's manned the table for Famous Anthony's, a place I've been to a time or two. And a lot of people don't always consider restaurant work as a career path, but it certainly is. Folks from all kinds of different industries were at this place yesterday, and they did find out one thing. Many attendees speaking to those that are important as far as recruiting say they want flexible hours and benefits, and that's fine, you know, flexible hours, but certain kinds of jobs, there is no flexibility. It depends on what you want to do in your career path that you're taking. So anyway, they're struggling with the pool of candidates out there because there's just not enough of them. People looking for drivers. We've got HEPACO looking for drivers with CDL qualifications. We've got construction businesses looking for carpenters and plumbers and all kinds of things. So the jobs are definitely plentiful out there if you want to go out. And I'm sure, Janet, being formerly from the construction industry, are there those out there willing to train if you want to learn?
Well, registration is going to begin for the 25th annual Smith Mountain Lake Invitational. They're going to be having this golf tournament June 11th at Copper Grove Golf Club, formerly the Westlake Golf Club and Country Club. The tournament's format is an 18-hole Captain's Choice event. Participants can enjoy lunch starting at 11, followed by a warm-up on the driving range and putting green before the 1 p.m. shotgun start. They also have a wide variety of door prizes for participants. And if you want more information or if you want to register, you can go to visitsmithmountainlake.com.
Okay. All right. Hey, we were off the air yesterday on the 100.9 frequency.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Yeah, it was a bummer. We had folks texting us and so on and so forth. I want to just mention here, if you ever run into that situation, because a lot of people listen on their phones and their devices, if you simply just go to your Apple store or your Droid store or whatever, Google Pay or whatever they call it, the Google store, type in VTRN, and you'll see VTRN, it'll say VTRN Roanoke. You might see a Virginia Talk station. That's us. If you get the top app, the orange one, you'll be able to listen to any of our frequencies. We have a CBS Sports station that we have in our network. You type in VTRN, and you'll see our app pop up. It's completely free. And when you load it, it's just a simple stream app. It's not a lot of bells and whistles, because we want people to just be able to stream us, especially when you run into situations like yesterday in Lynchburg. We couldn't be heard on our 100.9 frequency until later in the evening. And I want to thank all those folks. Janet, you got your power back last night.
I did, eventually.
We want to thank all those folks out there working so hard to restore the power in Bedford and Amherst County and surrounding areas yesterday. But get our app. It, like I said, doesn't cost anything. We're not going to sell your information, any of that stuff. It is a simple streaming app. That's what it is. And you can listen to us anywhere. If the signal goes, you know, quiet because maybe you're out of our range, you can still listen to the show, depending on data plans may apply. So I got an unlimited plan now.
Yeah, that's what I've had for a long time. It just wasn't worth it to do it the other way.
I won't mention the companies, but I was with a big company, and I had limited data, so I was very careful in how much data I used. Now I have unlimited with a up-and-coming company, and I've been real happy. They use the Verizon towers, mm-hmm. and so I have really great coverage, and I don't care now.
Well, I'll tell you what I use. I use Verizon Straight Talk, mm-hmm. and I don't have a contract, right. and I have fantastic coverage, mm-hmm. and I have unlimited data,
yeah.
and I have a terrific price point. So,
yeah,
you know,
I do too.
I'm
less than half of what I was paying.
Right. I mean, it's just crazy to fall into those contracts, mm-hmm. and you know, you take 10 years to pay off a phone.
No. Well, that was where I was stuck. I was stuck because I still had to pay for the phone, so I just went in and paid it off.
Right.
Because I could make that money back in, you know, 8 months.
Yeah.
And I mean, so I just paid my phone off.
Where we are now.
Freed it up and working out well now.
That's exactly right.
$30 bucks a month or something. It's crazy.
Yeah. Without apology, mm-hmm. I say. Mm-hmm. I am cheap when it comes to those kinds of things. Yeah. Hey, our number is 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776. We'd love to hear from you this morning. We're getting lots of text in today.
Okay.
We had a text from Gizmo who said, do you think Chauvin is going to get a new trial?
Well,
I suspect he will, with the jury misconduct, don't you think?
I'm not sure.
I would be really shocked.
I think
if he
the
didn't.
Same reasons that the young man who's come out, one of the jurors, said it wasn't necessarily it was more of a cultural thing to have the verdict that they came up with to set things straight, almost to try to straighten out the racism of the past, and we don't want the country to burn and blah, 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 blah.
That's not your job. That wasn't you were commissioned to do.
Exactly.
Not at all.
But I think those same attitudes prevail when it comes to a retrial. We don't want to burn the country down, so therefore we're just going to let it go.
Yeah, but you cannot. I mean, once you start bastardizing the whole judicial process,
mm-hmm.
that is a very dangerous thing to do.
I agree.
And when you have jurors coming in blatantly lying,
mm-hmm.
You know, to get placed onto a jury, that cannot happen.
Right.
It just cannot.
Right.
And the same thing with the way some of the leaders in Washington mm-hmm. were about, you cannot do that.
Right.
And expect the judicial system to work the way that it's supposed to work.
Right.
Why is your chair so squeaky? Move your chair.
I think your hair and your hearing is a little bit sensitive this morning. Yeah, it squeaks a little bit.
It's a little squeaky.
It just squeaks. It just makes noise.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get some WD-40 on that bad boy.
Well, or something. Got to put some Earl on it.
Earl?
Yeah, I noticed it. Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm going to do it during the show. You've given me something to do.
Oh, Lord. I apologize.
Ahead of time. Well, yeah.
Don't make me go get the WD-40. I will do it. I'm going to do it.
All right, do it.
Don't move. Sit very still.
I cannot sit still. You know that already.
I know.
Hey, we got Alan on the line. Good morning. What's on your mind?
WD-40 and duct tape works for everything, right?
Well, yeah.
So you're saying I should duct tape Mark's shoulders to the chair and then spray it?
Yeah, that'd be cool. But you gotta have some video of it and put it on Facebook, you know.
Okay.
And we'll get a few hits on that one.
You might get kicked off of Facebook for that, but
mm-hmm. I've been kicked off for less than that.
That might trigger the fact checkers or something, but
yeah, right.
Mark's got to let us know who this phone carrier is, man. $30 a month, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, I'll share it with you later, because if you join the plan, then I get a little kickback. It has rewards. And if you stick around for 2 or 3 months, I think after 2 or 3 months, you get a little kickback as a continuing customer.
Don't fall for it. It sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
It's not a Ponzi scheme. My wife was on it for 8 months before I joined it, because I wanted to see how it actually worked. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, we'll talk later.
Very good.
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, is it like Dish Network or something where you refer somebody and you get $20 off your bill a month?
Yeah, it's something like that. I get a little kickback if I, you know, refer somebody. Yep. So.
Which I kicked Dish Network to the curb about a year ago. They were, you know, when you call them, you know, we'll actually lower your bill and stuff. And they were like, this time, we can't do it. We don't have any specials. Okay, well, I'm gone. So then I used Sling for a little while, and then they sent me a thing. Hey, we'll give you a $400 gift card to come back, and it's only $49 a month. Okay, well, why didn't you give me that deal to start with?
Hmm.
But
They never treat their
$400 and went to Myrtle Beach with it.
Yeah,
and it's interesting that retention is so difficult.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's much more expensive to acquire mm-hmm. than it is to just keep what you have.
Yeah,
but they don't. Yeah. They don't seem to get that.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, I mean, why didn't they give me that deal to start with? Well, you know, and I wouldn't have left. I'd been with them for like 5 or 6 years. But you could always call them, and they would be like, "Yeah, we'll lower your bill down to $49 a month, or whatever, or $39."
Yeah.
But then. You know, then they didn't do it. So then they sent me anything back, to which I've came back now, because they gave me a $400 gift card. So, you know, and they lowered my bill down. So
yeah.
Well, it's all got to play the game.
Bad thing with the streaming services is sometimes it uses too much data. So it's kind of a wash, you know.
Yeah.
I have unlimited that, too.
Hey, thanks for calling, Alan. I'm just being reminded right now that it's only $25 a month for my sister-in-law. It's what we're paying, because we're all on the same plan. And my brother just texted in and says it sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
Yes, that.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
So 5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. Mm. And they are the area's only locally owned, family owned, independent grocery store. So go by and support them. They are located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they help us bring you 5 and Dine every morning here on the Morning Jam. So today's recipe is for Greek stuffed cabbage. Have you ever? I love stuffed cabbage. It's one of my favorite things.
Yes, I have a joke that I'll tell you later about pigs in a blanket, but anyway.
All right. No, we're not talking about that. Okay. It's stuffed cabbage. This is Greek stuffed cabbage.
Okay.
And this is how you're going to make it. You're going to bring a large pot of water to a boil, mm-hmm. add some salt to it, and you're going to peel the outermost leaves of your cabbage off. And then using a paring knife, you're going to cut around the core of the cabbage and remove that. Then add it to the boiling water, and just until you soften them up a little bit. It won't take very long. Keep an eye on them, because you don't want them to get too cooked down. And then Peel the cabbage layer by layer, reserving the leaves. If they're too big, you can cut them in half, depending on how big the cabbage is. And then you're going to make that wonderful mixture to go into the middle of the cabbage leaves. You're going to put a layer of vegetables in the bottom and use some of your leftover cabbage leaves. So you're going to put things like onion, lemon slices, carrots even in the bottom of that pan. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to make your mixture out of ground beef, rice. You're going to put some onion that you've stirred, or egg that you've stirred up, onion, dill, salt, and pepper until everything's incorporated. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to roll that up into the cabbage leaf, and you're going to put them on top of that bed of vegetables, put a little bit of water on them, and you're going to steam those cabbage leaves until they're done. And then I have a recipe for a beautiful lemon sauce that you're going to put on top of that.
Oh, this sounds
good. At the end. It's really a delicious.
Healthy too.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is, especially if you use a lean beef in it. Mm-hmm. I've got the complete recipe. I've even got photos that go along with it to show you how to do it. It's going to be very, very easy if you just follow along the recipe. Mm-hmm. And boy, the flavor is going to be worth it.
Sounds
for
great.
Sure. Our 5 and 9 is brought to you today by our friends at F&L Market. Go by and see Todd and the crew on Memorial Avenue, F&L Market. Their meat is a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on North Carolina sweet potatoes, 59 cents a pound, vine-ripe tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. Family pack bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Boneless chuck roast, $5.29 a pound. Grade A medium eggs are 5 for $5. Fresh green cabbage, 59 cents a pound. Fresh corn, yellow, white, or bicolor, 5 for $2.99. And Nestle water is $2.99 for a 24-pack. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
There's a scandal in Richmond, but don't take my word for it. The Richmond paper says there's an active scandal with the Virginia Parole Board. They're letting violent criminals out of jail as fast as they can and breaking the law to do it. I'm Jason Miaras, and I'm running for Attorney General to stop it. We've got to shut the door to our prisons and demand accountability from the Parole Board.
Conservative Jason Miaras, a record as a tough prosecutor who stands up for the victims of crime.
We need to stop this criminal first, victim last mindset. In Richmond, I stand up for victims, even when I have to stand alone. I've been a prosecutor, I put these guys in jail, and I've seen the pain caused by violent crime. And that's why I'm running for Attorney General.
In the Republican Convention on May 8th, vote Jason Miaras, Attorney General. Log on to Jason4AG to learn more. That's Jason, the number 4AG.com.
I'm Jason Miaras. My campaign sponsored this ad, paid for by Miaras for Virginia.
When you need something more than just a mower, the GC1700 series from Massey Ferguson is just what you're looking for. At Boone Tractor, this Swiss Army knife of compacts offers bigger tractor features in just the right size. The GC1700 series from Massey Ferguson can handle everything from mowing, loading, backhoe work, and more. This tractor has the largest engine in its class and has outstanding material handling to help you get your job done right. So if you're ready for a real tractor, check out the GC1700 series. It'll give you all it's got and then some. Stop by Boone Tractor today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be and why a Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need.
Boone Tractor, the best deal around.
Learn more at boontractor.com.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. You're listening to Janet and Mark.
Trying to live in perfect harmony.
Yeah.
it's hard to work with somebody who's IDD, ADD, CDD. I've got all the D's. I got a lot of D's in school, too. I just didn't pay attention.
Mark Lamb, the D-list, coming soon to a podcast near you.
Well, I was having fun in school. I know. It was about relationships and getting in trouble in class.
Did you get in trouble in class?
I got in trouble a few times.
I would have been mortified if I got in trouble in class. Now, I would occasionally talk too much.
Right.
But not too bad. I mean,
I
told you the story about my English teacher who busted me with the writing out the song lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
That was keeping me from talking in class because I'd already finished my work.
Oh, because you were ahead.
Well, I just, in English, I did have a tendency to blow through those a little bit. But yeah, and then she tried to embarrass me, which that wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like that.
Yeah.
So
we played a lot of paper football in school.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I had a teacher in the seventh grade that had, her hair was way too big, and and the boys would put spitballs and blow it in the top of her hair.
Oh, and she didn't know it?
No.
Oh, that was...
The hair was so big, she had no clue.
I remember one time...
So she would get home, I'm sure, and just we go, would, those rotten children.
You'd tear a piece of paper out of your notebook.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do it because it was gross to me. I tried it once. And you chew on the paper, and you make a wad.
Right.
And we had really high ceilings.
Yeah, spitballs. I mean, they were,
You would, throw it up while the teacher was
and see if you could get it to stick.
Or pencils up in the ceiling tile.
Yeah, that was our all boy things.
Yeah.
Girls didn't traditionally participate in such things.
I think
somebody, or at least the girls I went to school with,
once threw a spit wad and it stuck to the chalkboard while the teacher was writing on it.
Oh dear!
And just nobody would confess who did it.
Really?
It wasn't me. I assure you, I didn't quite get that much trouble.
Yeah, we always had that one though that would rat out everybody.
Right.
So I won't say her name, okay. But you know who you are, Janet Ripley.
So my cabbage joke, all right?
Oh, back to Five and Dine.
Yeah,
okay.
Back to Five and Dine. Went into a restaurant one time and ordered pigs in a blanket. Waitress brought me a picture of my parents in bed. You get it? Pigs in a blanket. They were in bed. Anyway. I thought it was pretty good. It's clean. I mean, my parents weren't pigs in a bed.
I was going to say, you just called your parents
pigs.
I know,
but it's a fun joke.
Is it?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay, all righty. Then, I have to
tell
you,
Mom and Dad, they're no longer here.
If my kids made that joke about me, I don't think I would find it amusing. I'm pretty sure. And I have a good sense of humor.
Right.
I'm just saying. Randy said, boys will be boys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, there is that. There is that. Well, we have an exciting next hour coming
up
for you.
Yeah, we've got Trey Watkins coming in the studio here in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about just some of the stories that are out there. He wants to talk about some of the good positive things that are happening with young people that he's involved with. And he said he was going to go see Ted Cruz and Glenn Youngkin last night.
Oh,
so it'll
be
interesting to see if he made it over there.
People are sharing their naughty school stories now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of my friends carefully put a snap and pop on the floor, and we waited patiently as the teacher walked back and forth. She finally stepped on it near the end of class.
Jeez.
You all were mean, naughty children.
Oh, gosh.
I wonder how many of them got paddled
in
school.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a few.
We have a story, the paddling story. I don't know if we ever did. Did we do that?
Yeah, I think we talked about the loser mom.
You're listening to the Virginia.